Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's legal team is arguing the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause does not necessarily apply to the President of the United States. Trump's lawyers reject the premise he was ever involved in an insurrection anyway. But beyond that, they say the Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment being used against Trump only applies to lower elected or appointed officials like congressmen, senators, and cabinet secretaries, not presidents. U.S. Supreme Court justices are set to hear arguments today in a case brought by the state of Colorado, which calls for Trump to be removed from that state's ballot over his actions preceding the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is promising to deliver results following the failure of a GOP-led effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
Just enough Republican lawmakers defected to join Democrats in defeating the measure. The investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents has ended, and it's unlikely the president will face charges. On Wednesday, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland informed Congress that Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation was complete. The probe began not long after it was uncovered. There were still Obama-Biden administration-era documents stored at the Penn Biden Center and at Biden's home in Delaware. Security is tight in Las Vegas.
Our Office of Intelligence and Analysis, alongside the FBI, has been assessing the threat landscape leading up to the Super Bowl.
Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, right there, announcing federal security efforts alongside local police efforts in Las Vegas Wednesday. Ahead of his Super Bowl halftime appearance, Usher announcing new tour dates. It'll start in Washington, D.C. in August. This is USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The U.S. launching a deadly airstrike in Iraq, killing a top commander of Hezbollah.
The leader of a militia group supported by Iran, known as Kataib Hezbollah, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. The action was taken in response to an attack on American forces in Jordan, which resulted in the death of three service members and injuries to many others. U.S. officials assert that the commander played a direct role in planning and executing attacks against U.S. troops following the onset of the Israel-Hamas conflict in October. I'm John Schaefer.
Following the failure on compromised border security and foreign aid legislation, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. The plan is to force an up-and-down floor vote in the Senate on the bill, which would be entered into the voting record. It's still unclear if Schumer would have enough votes to actually pass the bill, though. President Biden attributes the collapse of the Senate border deal to Donald Trump.
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't even know it helps the country he's not for.
He accused Trump of using threats and intimidation tactics, pressure Republican lawmakers into voting against the bill. In the town of Willits, California, a woman named Edith Cesarelli is commemorating her 116th birthday. According to the Gerontology Research Group, she holds the title of the oldest living person in the United States. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Bill Martinez, and we are live. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. John Guandolo is going to be joining us in just a moment, the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, and co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America. We're going to talk national security. The headline here is FBI Director Ray says it's all red lights of danger for America. And why not? For all that we're hearing, open borders, as many as 12,000 last week on a couple of days, illegal immigrants coming into the country. On average, we're talking about 5,000 to 6,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States illegally on a daily basis. It's no wonder our borders are overwhelmed. It's no wonder that Congress is holding back the purse on giving money to Ukraine without addressing the southern border. I say Ukraine, and Israel is also in that package of debate as well. The fact of the matter is the dangers are clear, they're imminent, and they're no longer existential. John Guandolo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be on with you as always.
Well, John, you have been for decades sounding the alarm, and clearly, the administration right now doesn't care about an alarm. As you and I discussed the last time, this is happening on purpose, by design. You can't say it's a level of incompetence because I think you give them too much credit. They are doing what it is that they want to do, whether it's Mayorkas, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the whole cabal, right?
That's absolutely right. And as you and I have talked about on this show, everything we've been experiencing the last 5 to 10 years in the United States is the intentional outcome of these hostile movements, the communist movement, the jihadi movement, their collaborators and their financiers. And it's all been coming to fruition these last few years.
Mm-hmm. Who's at the top of the heap? Is it the World Economic Forum, the globalists? I mean, who are the main string pullers here, John?
Well, you in the United States, the Democrat leadership is the you can make a very strong argument, and I do, mm-hmm. that the Democrat Party has been taken over, I would argue, for more than 2 decades by the communist movement in the United States. You just look at their platform, you look at their actions, it mimics those things. At the international level, absolutely, you've mm-hmm. got, but it's more than just the World Economic Forum, but definitely they are a main driver because mm-hmm. they're completely enmeshed and working directly with the leadership of both the communist movements and the Islamic movement. You've literally got one of the most senior leaders in the global Islamic movement, the Secretary General of the Muslim World League, Muhammad Al-Issa, working directly with the World Economic Forum and with major parts of the international communist movement. So here's at the top of the jihadi food chain, working with the Klaus Schwab and the top of the one world government, tyrannical World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum is working directly with leaders in the United States, North America, Europe, Asia, and elsewhere, and has trained them. You've got people like you mentioned Director Wray of the FBI participated in the last couple World Economic Forum conferences. So, you know, it's a mess, but who's at top of the food chain? It depends on whether we're talking at the international level, but whether we're talking in the United States level, it's Barack Obama and the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. And really equal to that is the Republican leadership, who is holding the door open for everything the Democrats and the communists and jihadis are doing.
It is amazing to think how our country has been so hijacked, John, and that's a shock to people, whether it's Trevor Loudon and his extensive research that he's been reporting on and talking about how the communists have inculcated every branch of government. Over 100 card-carrying communists are elected officials. It makes you wonder how duplicitous they are. And you don't have to wonder very long, because the fact of the matter is they are. Though they put their hand on a Bible and swear allegiance to protect our country from all enemies foreign and domestic, it's as if their fingers are crossed behind their back as they make this false vow. And this is the kind of stuff that has been going on, like you said, for decades, and it has permeated every aspect of our lives. I mean, so much so that here recently, just even over, you know, the persecution of Jews in America, we have three Ivy League schools that can't even call it for what it is. One finally did, and she stepped down, but the other two are holding ground right now. Harvard, I guess, has decided to hold on to their president. But, you know, this really speaks of such an antithetical, philosophical position that is against 100% of our constitutional rights.
Well, that's right. And so there's two big things you bring up there. First, at the university and collegiate level, it's been over 70 years that the communists have gone into the United States university and collegiate system, and penetrated that. They're now into the elementary school, junior high, high school level. They created many of these teachers unions and other organizations. You know, the Google Classroom that's now very popular. What does that allow? Those who want to control the narrative to do? Well, it takes away the creativity and initiative of teachers and allows the leadership at the national level through Google Classroom to say, here's what you should teach. Here's the format you should teach it. And again, if you don't use this, then we're not giving you federal funding. I mean, it's always tied to dollars. And so what you mentioned at the beginning, I think people are shocked when they realize how coordinated the effort is and how advanced it is.
Well, and as you say, I mean, they've taken over the education. Well, that happened at the turn of the last century when Dewey, you know, who's known as the father of public education. I mean, just a little bit. You don't even have to go into a deep dive and you understand philosophically where this guy was coming from. So it's no wonder. But it was all part of that attitude of a slow, consistent, steady walk through the institutions. And here they are today, and it seems that things are moving so much faster, John, because we're beyond the tipping point. We're on the downside of the hill and picking up speed as we're going down and crashing and burning.
I would argue that's true, and I think it is going to be very difficult to turn this around, but I believe it's possible. Certainly, it would be nice to have God's direct intervention, but you know, have we done anything to deserve it? We're still murdering babies in this country. We are still allowing corrupt. We're voting for the people are putting into power people that are corrupt, people that provide individuals in leadership positions that provide the citizens whatever they want with no sense of responsibility or duty as a citizen.
Right.
I think so long as the people are acting in this way, we're asking for the whole thing to come down. Mm-hmm. Now, those people who are patriots, and I believe there are a lot of them, really need to understand, as you and I have discussed on this show previously, it's at the local county level that people have to flush the bad people out, the communist jihadis, their financiers and their collaborators, and reestablish the founding principles.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
John Mandolo is with us, the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent. John, this is why you've been training people at a local level, because it's most effective. Things can happen with incredible rapidity. But there needs to be employed a specific strategy here to get you the net results. And we're losing time here. We don't have a lot of time to waste. We've got to make up for lost time because, you know, shame on us. We, the people, thought we could trust the elected officials. We didn't realize that, you know, we're seeing it manifest clearly, even though the Democrats resist that there's no evidence. I think there's enough evidence to see that the Biden family has been bought and sold. And they're corrupt. Okay. And it's not just the Biden family. The fact that you've got so many Democrats running interference and supporting this kind of behavior really is a telltale sign, in my humble opinion, John. It's like this thing is so pervasive in the ruling class that the ruling class can't see it. I've been asking forever here, you know, that you've got this consistent 40% that supports Joe Biden. And I'm going, where are they? Who are they that would support, you know, energy dependence, would support less jobs, support inflation, support the cost of our living the way that it has accelerated under the leadership of Joe Biden, not to mention open borders and what bodes down the road for America's citizen. Who would support that? And then, of course, last week we saw the debate between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis. I go, there's one of the 40% that is all in for this insanity. And he is the apparent heir, standard bearer for the Democratic Party. If Joe Biden should hiccup, there's lots of people who believe that he should be the candidate of choice as, you know, a potential, you know, president, if not soon, then down the road.
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack there. I agree with your assessment. I would say you mentioned and we talked about this is what they're doing is intentional. Mm-hmm. If we just go back not too far, just look at the last 7 or 8 years. And what we see is from the time Mr. Trump came into office and even before the Russia collusion lie. Mm-hmm. And there's that. And we have all the evidences on the table now that the leadership of the Democrat Party broke federal law. And in addition to that, and I would argue for those wondering how they break federal law, mm-hmm. Because I think there were a number of federal laws broken when you. So you've got. First, let me say this. They said one thing under oath. And then they said something publicly. Yeah. That's not a violation of the law, but it shows you that they know they were lying. But when they took action as official action as a part of their duties, then they are abusing power, which is a violation of federal law. And mm-hmm. we put members of Congress in jail for that. And I would argue that this is a part of a criminal conspiracy that could be handled under the RICO statutes, racketeering statutes, to conspire to overthrow the president of the United States, really? As well as overthrow the U.S. government, because mm-hmm. it's part of a much larger operation to do that. And these are the same personalities, the same 30 or 40 people that are involved. Mm-hmm. Many of them are members of the U.S. Senate and U.S. Congress, or in other positions of power, like cabinet-level positions. So you've got that, as well as like James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok, who took actions that were definitely in violation of the law. They lied to a federal judge. They lied about the affidavit. All of that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's all documented. We all know that now. Now walk forward. When you have 51 members of the intelligence community, to include the Director of National Intelligence, 5 CIA directors, the General Counsel for the CIA, the General Counsel for the NSA, the directors of the National Counterterrorism Center, the Secretary of Defense, this level of people who lie intentionally to the public, that the idea that there's something criminal that will be exposed on Hunter Biden's laptop. They call it Russia disinformation. They intentionally lied. This is the key. They intentionally lied to advance an enemy operation whose goal is to advance the communist Chinese, to advance the communist movement in the United States. And because they're working seamlessly at the local and national level with the jihadis, to advance operations and criminal networks and movement, capital M movements, whose goal, whose stated goal is to overthrow the U.S. government. These people are in violation of law. This is sedition. It's treason. It's conspiracy to commit murder. It's money laundering. There are so many criminal violations in here. And it's not going to get fixed at the federal level because nowhere in the Republican Party is anybody doing really anything of substance about it. And again, I want to be clear. The Republicans are not only not doing anything, they are holding the door open for all of these enemies.
Yes. The Democrats are so, they're such ideologues, and they've rendered themselves, as Jordan Peterson would say, stupid to the point that forget about the Constitution, forget about, you know, their constituency, forget about their fellow American. It is about a whole different agenda that is wrapped in conspiracy, that involves every aspect of government and even the mainstream media, social media, how they've piled on to offer cover and to ignore and really abandon their reason to exist. They are MIA in their duty to the American people, which is to hold the government accountable, is it not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so it's interesting when people say, you know, these guys, these men, these women, whether it's your mayor, your governor, the president, your, you know, member of the House or U.S. Senate, when we complain about them, the problem is the American people.
Yeah.
And the American people have failed to do their duties and failed to bear the responsibilities of ensuring those in position of governance are adhering to the standards of the Declaration, the ideal, and doing what you said at the top of the show, swearing an oath to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and doing it. And what we see is a large percentage in the House and a large percentage in the Senate who are traitors, flat-out traitors. They are communists. They're jihadis. They're anti-Americanists. Some of them are Satanists. These are people that are perpetrators of evil in the system, and they're in violation of their oaths, and they should have been removed from power.
Yeah.
And many Americans don't know what to do. And honestly, Bill, that's why for so long, for so many years, I've been working, and the people, my colleagues, we've been working to train citizens at the local level, because I learned over the last 18 to 20 years, you know, I was very optimistic and idealistic that when back in the early 2000s, when I was working with members of Congress and national security advisors and former CIA and FBI directors who were good people, that, hey, when myself and one of my colleagues, who were the first ones to brief people about this problem and the real threats, first, the jihadi threats. Why was al-Qaeda doing what it was doing? The Muslim Brotherhood movement and the jihadi movement in the United States and Europe. Why were they doing it? How were they doing it? And getting people to understand it was very different. It's much different than just people blowing things up or flying planes into buildings. They're wearing suits and they're driving policy at the State Department.
Exactly.
In the national security staffs, in the White House.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance,
And in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The much-anticipated border security and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate has failed, despite earlier optimism. Republican senators opposed to the measure said it does not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. in the first place. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Spider-Man, one man descended the Las Vegas Sphere to gather funds for a pregnant woman on Wednesday.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Climber Madison DeChamps shared footage on his Instagram account. The stunt tied up traffic in the streets below and the strip for quite a while. It was not DeChamps' first daring feat, though. He executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Amazing, John, to your point, you know, after 9/11, how much cover was given by the administration, you know, George W. Bush, you know, oh, we had to be respectful of Muslims. And I can understand how things could get, you know, potentially out of control, and we could have a knee jerk reaction like what happened in World War II with the Japanese. But regardless, I mean, it was like we went overboard here. We just kind of kept an open mind, so much so that our brains fell out, and we allowed these insurgents to come into every aspect of our government and to be in positions of control where they were influencing policy and, you know, flat out breaking the law, like, you know, what happened with these three amigos recently, one of which finally lost his clearance. But he was the one that gave authorization for Iran to get back into the oil business, right?
That's right. You've got, I mean, the. I would argue if you look at these individuals inside the system that are agents of hostile foreign powers like Iran, mm-hmm. in positions of, for instance, the chief of staff for ASD Solik, the assistant secretary of defense for special operations, low intensity conflict, arguably one of the most important positions inside the Department of Defense. And there's the enemy.
Yeah.
And that level of penetration and control is so significant. I would argue it's unrecoverable right now. And I've said this on your show before.
Right.
It's not like new. It's unrecoverable. These departments have got to have a massive purge. And I'm going to say it again. I believe everyone in all branches of the service with a star on their shoulder should be fired, should have been fired on Inauguration Day for the Trump administration. And I was able to make that recommendation, which was not adhered to. That's his choice. And he paid the price for it.
Right.
And he got, I think, Mr. Trump's failure to purge the system like needed to happen, and he completely failed to do it, then he paid the price for it.
Yep.
And it was explained to him by others.
John, I think there's no excuse for Donald Trump, because I think he's a smart guy. In certain regard, he should have known better. But see, this speaks to the complexity of of our government. How many layers are involved here? And you've got somebody who has, 100 days to bring in staff, to try to understand what's going on. He doesn't think that the outgoing president is so diabolical that he's going to move, 4,000 of his administration members into the bureaucracy. So he sets them as moles within the incoming government.
That's right.
How is Trump going to understand and know that nuance, especially being an outsider?
Well, so if you or I were president, go with me on this for a minute.
Right.
And you asked, if it was you, and you asked me, John, what would you want me to do in my first 2 weeks? I would say, well, let's start with shutting down the Agriculture Department, the Department of Education. Shall we go on Health and Human Services? I mean, what are we doing? I would cut the number of cabinet departments by 2/3. Mm-hmm. I would cut the budget of the others.
Yes.
Because what we have, and then after doing that, I would concurrently fire everyone probably today, colonel and above, in the military. And I would put in people. I would bring people in who are lieutenant colonels and put them in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have a vetting process. But, you know, the fact that we have ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas working in the government, you've got Iranian, Pakistani agents working in the government, you've got Chinese agents working in the government, it should tell you your vetting process sucks. So right then, I would have a team of people, and I already know who those are, and they would be the ones who would be vetting everybody.
Right.
And it would be a slower process, but you wouldn't get the kind of enemies of liberty like we have now in our government.
No, I agree.
First step.
Yeah.
Now, the second step is you have got to go into the bureaucracy and take those people and fire them by name. And that's going to take probably your first 6 months in office.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us that have been doing this, we know who those people are. And so you just say, okay, these 1,500 people, you're fired today. Get out.
Right.
And don't take anything with you. Just your access to that building is out. But if we've already closed down, for instance, the Department of Education, you don't need to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I would shut the UN down and send all those people gone. That is a counterintelligence sieve. So there are major things Mr. Trump could have done that he failed to do. And it's not, again, I agree with you, it's not a picking on Donald Trump, but he walked in to a complete storm unaware. But by making a guy like Rentz previous your chief of staff, you're just asking to get your butt handed to you in the first, you know, year of your administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like you need to have a Godfather moment. Remember when they went to war and had to fire the family attorney? And Michael tells him, says, look at, you know, hey, you've been our family attorney, but we need a wartime consigliere. And this is what, conservatives or what people, patriots, who believe in this country require, is we're going to need a wartime president, a wartime consigliere. We're going to need people who don't care about the beltway parties, the cocktail parties, that their commitment is to the Constitution and to we the people. And equally to your point, John, we the people need to step up. I mean, the fact of the matter that this document leads with we the people, boy, that says right there that we're front and center. And it's almost like I think that what should happen is that we the people, it's not just the military or law enforcement, but we the people should take an oath of office, that we should take the same oath as everybody in the military, because we all have skin in the game and we need to understand that. And we also need to understand how we got where we are right now, why 40% of the American people are so prejudiced and compromised, because the government has bought and sold them. They've bought them with our money. They bought their vote. They have, you know, for minorities and blacks in particular, they've put them back on the plantation. We have a modern day plantation that has been constructed for them by the Democratic Party, and that is it has kept them down. And, you know, Joe Biden talks about systemic racism. Well, the systemic racism that exists is that has been constructed by the Democratic Party. And that's what gives them a big part of that 40% base. The other part is the bureaucrats who work for the government. This is why, you know, what the wealthiest zip codes in the country are around D.C., because these are all bureaucrat-supported, taxpayer-supported. These people are making huge amounts of money at our expense. And what's the return on investment? What return does the taxpayer get? We get bupkis. We're getting robbed three ways to Sunday here, John.
So, again, that is I concur, and I would say that the greatest failure, I believe, is a failure of leadership. Mm-hmm. And so you brought up some issues. You brought up the issue earlier, the border. So let me use that as an example. And I'll begin with an example from my time in the FBI. We were having a discussion about counterterrorism matters. Mm-hmm. And the special agent in charge of the Washington field office on a particular decision had his general counsel sitting next to him. And his response to a question about will we do this thing was, well, if it's okay with him, it's okay with me. And I didn't say it publicly, but I said it privately. That's incorrect. Mm-hmm. You're the leader.
Right.
He's the general counsel. If you delegate your leadership to him, you're doing something you're not authorized to do.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
You and I have had some conversation on this, but I think you know where I'm coming from. Ultimately, this is a spiritual issue. It starts in the hearts of every man and woman who calls themselves an American. And we need to pause a moment and do an assessment of who we are at, in character, morality, you know, the values that we hold to. I believe in many regards that what America is suffering from is a spiritual condition. And what America is infected with right now has been this evil that has been allowed to permeate our education, permeate marriages, permeate families. Look at us. I mean, we're not happy enough to kill 100 million babies, innocents in the womb, and now we have to alter them. So if they don't like their sex, we come up with this theory that we can chop off their genitals and somehow they're happier when there's no indication or evidence that that is the case whatsoever. If anything, the misery continues along with the suicide index. So all this insanity that you referenced when we first started talking about is part and parcel to our spiritual condition. And I don't know how much more America can handle as a country. And it's not just America, because I see this happening around the world, this same type of condition, because of what's happening at the globalist level, as you talked about, the World Economic Forum, these uber elites, these oligarchs that want to control it all. This movement is a concerted movement that really puts us in the crosshairs of good and evil. And you've got to choose. America's citizens have got to choose at this crossroads. Do they want good? Do they want evil? Do they want life or do they want death? It's pretty much an academic question and answer. One that I know that some presidents of universities have a hard time answering. Even a Supreme Court justice who had a hard time answering what a woman is. I mean, even it is academic in my humble opinion, but you have to be humble and we have to be a bit introspective to see, are we getting, like you asked, you said, are we getting the government that we desire? We're getting the one we deserve, but it's not the one that we desire, I don't think.
So that is the root of it, and I will share with your audience. That's the reason that the work I have done since I've been doing it, it's not enough to know the real threats, both organized and the disorganized threats, and do something about it, which I've always trained people to do, really since shortly after 9/11. But that's why it included in what I shared that it's got to be that two-pronged approach. You have to reestablish the founding principles.
Exactly.
And what I'm shocked at is Americans who identify as patriots and Christians or patriots and faithful people to the God of the Old and New Testament, they will, when I begin laying out and teaching about the founding principles, I would say close to 95 to 100% are unaware. And these are people that consider themselves active patriot, you know, Christians, Christian patriots. And that's a big problem when you, when citizens don't understand. Like I'll give an example. You know, at the time that the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution was ratified, every state constitution in America required a public profession of Christian faith to hold public office, to elected office.
Right.
Now, here's the question I'll pose without, you know, standing on one side of the issue or the other, and I'm doing this intentionally. Did the legislatures of all those states and the governors of those states and the leadership of the federal government at the time, did they all get wrong their understanding of how we were supposed to be governed? Or today, we're getting it right? I'm just asking the question, because when you ask the question, it answers itself.
Exactly.
George Washington and John Adams and John Jay and Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and James Madison and Alexander Hamilton and Samuel Adams, they all and so many others didn't get it wrong. They got it right, and they understand that those biblical principles and the principles more as important, but really more broadly of natural law that got that are the more make up the moral standard legally at the time of the founding. They used Blackstone's commentaries as the primary source of law that made it clear that those two principles have to undergird the law, and no law can be made that constitute the principles of natural law and Holy Scripture, because it undergirds our government and our legal system. And until it's returned to that, the chance of this country not imploding are zero. It's going to happen.
Yeah, even John Adams, you know, said quite clearly that the Constitution was designed for a moral and righteous people. I mean, these are Christian terms. These are biblical terms. And today, I mean, look what's happening in our Congress. Look what's happening in our government. You know, those virtues are obviously missing, and it's very anemic. And so this is what we have running our government. And this is also why you've had a tipping point here, John, because what should happen is government should be downstream, the public, right? The people. And it's the other way around. What it is now is you've got the people downstream the government. So the government right now is dividing us. They're getting in all this racial divide and these wedge issues, and they're telling people what they're to believe and how they are to behave. It's okay if a segment of our community wants to go totally revolutionary and go smash and grab, take $1,000 worth of property, destroy local businesses, do $2 to $4 billion of damage, you know, based on a lie, and a lie that we know that has been cleared up by the science. Remember, we're supposed to follow the science, and the science has come back and give us the truth. But no, we can't handle the truth because our we don't have the leadership. As you mentioned, it has subordinated its leadership role to the mob, and the mob is controlling the United States of America today.
Yeah, I think it's practically demonstrable, and that's what I do for a living, that the key components of our government are captured.
Yes.
And at the federal level, at least, I would argue in a lot of local jurisdictions. And again, I always ask the question, name one governor that has actually identified these two movements, the communist and Islamic movement, and as is actively working against them. Mm-hmm. Some, a very small number, are working against the policies that these movements have put into place. And so we're in a battle against policies. But no war has ever been won by changing a policy.
Exactly.
Fixing an issue. Mm-hmm. Wars are won by crushing enemies.
Exactly.
Vanquishing them or getting a complete and unconditional surrender. And so long as we are trying to fix policies, you know, CRT in school or drag queen hour or
yes,
the right to free speech, very important, election issues, the border issues, right to life. I believe all these things are important that we deal with, but they are throwing so many at us at a time. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're incapable of doing anything about it. You got to go to the root. You got to go to the big part of the iceberg, not just the little part sticking out, the issues. You got to go to the enemy, the communist movement, the Islamic movement, and they exist in local communities, and we can identify them. And what I teach people to do is how to identify the leadership, the organizations, and flush them out of your community or render them much less effective while, again, reestablishing founding principles in the local community.
And well, John, I think we can learn a lot with what's happening with Israel and Hamas. Israel and Hamas, this situation is such that Israel doesn't have a choice. They have got to rid the land of Hamas. There's no cohabitation. I mean, how do you cohabitate with somebody who wants you dead? I mean, that's absurd. And we've got, you know, people in our government, you know, Anthony Blinken, the president of the United States, is still believing in some sort of two-state solution. So that is exactly the same thing that you're talking about right now in our everyday lives here in America. You cannot embrace corruption and think that you're somehow going to be immune to it. And embracing means that you reelect these people who are corrupt. You acquiesce. You don't take a stand. You don't hold to your birthright as an American citizen. You cannot subordinate. See, this is the problem, like you said, and I think it's great that you brought this up, John, because what has happened is we've systemically subordinated our rights, the rule of law, our morality to lesser thans, and we're getting what we deserve. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the website, John, that they can go to for more information?
JohnGuandolo.com, GUANDOLO.com.
There it is. John Guandolo, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. God bless.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with